Osage County, the heartland of Oklahoma's Great Plains. The only thing bigger than the Cross Bell Ranch is the mystery that surrounds it. In 1970, this is the domain of 32-year-old E.C. Mullendore III. E.C.'s net worth is estimated at over $37 million. More than $230 million in today's money.
Hello.
From his mansion at the center of the ranch, E.C. can look out on the four points of the compass and know that the horizon belongs to him. But on September 26, 1970, E.C.'s world suddenly closes in on him. So far, everything police know is based on the statement of the only eyewitness, E.C.'s personal bodyguard, Chubb Anderson. Only about 3,000 feet above the ground, the plane doesn't have enough altitude to make a full circle. It would hit the ground before making it back to the landing strip. Pearson decides to try a maneuver called a side slip, practically unheard of on commercial airliners, but sometimes used by glider pilots. Pearson plans to force the aircraft into a sideways freefall, allowing it to drop quickly without increasing its forward airspeed. Performing a side slip maneuver in a glider is one thing, but attempting one in a 767 is highly risky. Wilkin County, Minnesota. Nature already plagues this area with harsh winters, but this year she's unleashing a summer attack. Tornadoes. The forecast of violent weather in Minnesota brings storm chasers like Andy Gabrielson out in force. He's covered more than 180,000 miles across the Midwest, documenting over 150 tornadoes. Typically, Minnesota averages only 27 tornadoes per year. The total for 2010, 113.